This show is sponsored by BetterHelp. I have been working to invent a new spell called the Gift of Lesser Talk. It doesn't seem to be helping with my small talk at social gatherings, and I often find myself drained. Magic may not be the answer, but I know therapy can help. Do you know what's the right amount of socializing for you? Or how you recharge? Maybe you thrive around people, or maybe you need some more alone time. Therapy can give you the self-awareness to stop draining your social battery and start living your best life. Therapy has allowed me to focus on better interactions in my own relationships so I can really enjoy my life and share the things I value with friends. If you're thinking of starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. It's entirely online, designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. Find your social sweet spot with BetterHelp. Visit betterhelp.com/magic today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/magic.
Do you ever wonder where all your money went? Like every single time you look at your bank account? Honestly, it's probably all those subscriptions. I felt that way too, until I got Rocket Money. Rocket Money helped me see all the subscriptions I'm paying for, and it was eye-opening. Between streaming services, fitness apps, delivery services, it all adds up so quickly. Rocket Money is a personal finance app that finds and cancels your unwanted subscriptions, monitors your spending, and helps lower your bills. Rocket Money has over 5 million users and has helped save its members an average of $720 a year, with over 500 million in canceled subscriptions. Stop wasting money on things you don't use. Cancel your unwanted subscriptions by going to rocketmoney.com/Wondery. That's rocketmoney.com/Wondery. rocketmoney.com/Wondery.
Hey everybody, it's Trisha up here in the Space Bunker, and it's kind of a big week because I am going it alone today. That's right, I gave Craig the day off, and our boss is still gone, thank God. And, you know, I was journaling earlier this week, and I was like, Trisha, you've got this. You've been paying attention to what goes on around here. Why don't you take the helm for once? So here we are, and, you know, according to my journal cover, which says I am enough, you know, I am choosing to believe that that's true. I am enough. Whew. So who needs a verbally abusive, mysterious, mansplaining boss masquerading as a brutally honest, motivational cheerleader breathing over your shoulder at every moment of space and time, reminding you that there is a room down the hall with a pile of bodies that look just like you? Or are you? I'm still a little unclear about all of that. You know, I don't need that in order to feel validated or in order to do my best work. As of today, I am enjoying the peace and quiet of the bunker. Okay, let me just refer to my checklist here. I've welcomed you. I've shared a little bit about myself to let you know that you matter to me. Okay, all right. And here comes the transmission. God, you're nailing it, Trisha. I'm so proud of you. Thanks, Trisha.
Oh, hello from the Magic Tavern. This is a podcast. We just do it, guys. Got a laptop and somebody fell through portal or something. Fuck. God damn, there's so much context. Sometimes you ever feel like you get buried in context? Oh, fuck. I should introduce my co-host. This is Momo.
Hi, I'm Momo.
My name is Flower, if that wasn't clear, based on my tone.
Momo loves Flower so much because when Momo gets teased, Flower will come in and defend Momo.
Because that's one thing I love, is I love my friends. Well, and the second thing I love is smashing nerds. That's something I love to do on the reg. So yeah, we got this laptop here and this equipment situation going on because something happened.
Yeah, Flower, what
to
happened?
To the guy.
Oh, the tall one?
The big guy. It's not ringing any bells. Anyways, this other guy came by with his laptop and he was
Arnie.
Like, yep. But okay. That wasn't the one who came by. This other guy mm-hmm. came by. He's kind of a dick. He was like, will you produce content? And I was like, throw more buzzwords at me, asshole. And yeah, I'm on it right away. What do you need? Do you want it branded? You know, I don't know what he wants from me. So yeah, so we're just going to put this little podcast together and do it our way, I guess.
No problem. You know, Flower, what's new with you?
Not much. Just been hanging out. You know, like I say, I've been like laying off the drinking just a little bit.
I was going to say, you look really glowy.
Thank you.
You look really good these days.
That's mostly the dew. Dew settles on me.
Oh, it's not bad.
Thank you.
It's not bad. It's a look.
I tend to wipe it away, and this time I was like, just keep it, you know?
A lot of people pay a lot of money to look like that.
Do they? I feel like we're already on brand. All right, well, I feel like this is a good time to ask Momo, how you doing?
Momo don't know. Momo's in a little bit of an unrequited love situation right now.
Okay, Momo, I'm going to need you to dish.
Well, I don't mean to gossip about myself, but
here goes.
I wish you would.
Let me tell you, Flower loves some hot goss.
I know. Here it comes. I can't stop it. It's coming up like throw up. So, you know Mayor Manana, the one with the sash?
He's the banana.
He's the banana who's the mayor.
Yup. I'm tracking.
So, Momo was walking home, and I ran into Mayor Manana, and we ended up dancing in the street. We slow danced, and I can't stop thinking. Flower.
You slow danced in the middle of the goddamn street.
Yeah, with Mayor Manana. And he kissed my little hand.
Was there music?
No, he sang.
He sang.
He hummed. Well, he can't talk, but he hummed.
He hummed and you danced.
Mm-hmm. What do you think it means?
I don't know. See, I'm not good with this kind of stuff. I'm not good in relationships.
What was your last relationship, Flower?
I had a thing with a tree and it didn't end well. You know, but if you have a thing with a tree in the forest and no one's there, no one gives a fuck.
Yeah. What kind of tree? That's too personal.
From my perspective, it's hard to tell, and I didn't ask too many questions.
Okay, well, let's do some deductive reasoning here. Was there pine? Did it smell like pine?
No, I didn't smell pine.
Were there acorns?
Do you ever smell those trees that smell like wet garbage? That's real. Like when you're walking outside, there's those trees in the springtime. You're like, oh, what a beautiful flowering tree. And then you're like, this smells like fucking garbage. Like some baby's diaper got emptied out onto a tree trunk.
Well, there's also those baby diaper trees, but
that's probably what I'm thinking.
Yeah, that might be what you're thinking. Was it one of those?
You know what? Someone, I'm going to bring in our guest right now because she may be able to shed a little light on this situation. Or maybe your situation with the banana man.
Mayor Manana?
Whatever his formal title is, I'd like to introduce our guest right now.
Hi, guys. How's it going?
Oh, so good.
You guys look great.
Now, are you going by Janessa?
Yeah, it's me, Janessa.
I know who you are. I just want to make sure that that's how you wish to be identified.
Well, right now, I feel safe. You can call me Janessa.
Yeah, you can feel safe with us. Yeah. We're just hanging out in my dirt pile.
Does anybody need anything to drink? To eat anything?
To drink or eat,
because
first it was drink and then it was eat and it changed. I guess, no, I'm good.
Okay.
With a smoothie, you can do both. It's a drink you can technically eat, too. You can chew it. It's toothsome. Yeah.
Toothsome.
You want a smoothie? I got a new Vitamix.
No, thank you.
That's pretty much all there is to my apartment. By the way, where am my pad? Which is a dirt pile and a Vitamix.
It's not bad. It's not bad at all. It's very you.
No, it's great. You can make soup.
Mm-hmm.
You can make salsa.
Mm-hmm.
I haven't made a face mask. You guys want to put on a face mask?
Yes, absolutely. Yes, I feel like because it's three women, we should put on face masks.
I feel like when three women are in a room together, if they're not immediately masked, then what the fuck are you doing with your lives?
Before I put on this face mask, I'm going to, if that's okay, come out of dram. I'm going to present myself as a woman
right
now.
Please present yourself to me as a woman.
I'm going
to
remove this roll of parchment I have down my pants and fully be me. Is that all right?
Drop that load.
It's definitely a different kind of load than I think what is usually associated with that statement. But yes, I'm going to drop this load right now.
You seem like you're carrying a lot of weight. I think you're very brave.
Thank you so much. I think you're both very brave.
Oh, come on.
While you guys continue to talk, I'm going to rub this mask on your face. It's May Whit.
Why is it such a sharp mask?
It looks like it's painful
It just hurts Momo's face.
It's oatmeal, it's banana, and broken glass.
Oh, my God.
Oh, is that for an exfoliant?
Yeah.
Blood's not bad for your face. It's not good for your face, but it's not bad for your face.
It's rich in iron.
Mm-hmm. It's a nice color. All right, Momo's on board. So how have you been?
Me? Oh, mm-hmm. You know what? I actually, for a long time, was horrible, but I think I've turned a corner.
That's good. What helped?
I think just kind of coming into my own as a person, and I took some pressure off of myself. You know, why is it always on my shoulders, I said. So then I just kind of chilled the hell out, you know?
You got to.
You got to.
Put some mask on her face.
You know, yes. And if you don't turn corners, you're just going straight in the same path, and then you can end up dead.
Right.
Flower, you should write that down.
That's so
wise. I did.
Wise.
You see, that's the other thing I have is that embroidered pillow over there. I've got a Vitamix, a pile of dirt, and that embroidered pillow that says if you don't turn some corners, you're just going to go in a straight path and you're going to end up dead.
Yeah.
I've been saying to Flower, I'm always like, Flower, you should write a book. Flower, mm-hmm. You should do like some inspiring poems. Like, Flower, you take it upon yourself. You're the
and
voice
I'm
of
like,
this generation.
I don't have the patience.
I meant to ask you, how are you sad that Chunt's the sheriff and you're not sheriff anymore?
Oh, yeah, because you were sheriff.
I wouldn't call it sad. What I would call it is filled with the rage of 1,000 tornadoes.
Oh, this just became a John Tucker must die night.
Oh, no.
Who is John Tucker?
There's this dude that watered me once and then I kicked him into balls.
His name is John Tucker. And we should destroy him. Well, this is not John Tucker. Are you saying Chunt is the John Tucker in
yeah,
this situation?
This was a metaphor.
Before anything is set in stone, I just want to say I don't have any personal vendettas. I just am very angry.
Okay, that's fair.
It would be against the oath I took as sheriff to you know, kind of kill the current sheriff or anything like that.
I mean, we don't even know where those dudes are. Like, they're fucking gone. That's why we're doing the podcast.
They can be gone forever.
Okay,
yeah.
Maybe I misheard the parallels between Chunt and John Tucker Must Die.
But also, I mean, I know you took a sheriff oath, but aren't you kind of not really sheriff anymore? Aren't you kind of not really sheriff anymore?
Well, I've never formally renounced my position as sheriff. I've never turned it over. I went, you know, immediately into hiding and never. I don't know what the rule is on this because I've never seen it in my life.
Do you do daily activities that are sheriffy in nature? Do you do some like sheriffy things to like remind yourself of who you are at your base?
I do. Every morning I wake up and I go straight down to the creek and I look into my own reflection and say, you are still the sheriff. And then I say some expletives about Chunt. And then I try to give myself a pat on the back because I think I am still a pretty hardworking person. And then I go about my day. I try and sit and, you know, think of more bad words to call Chunt.
Because he's a real mediocre sheriff. Well, he's really mediocre across the board. But as sheriff, oh my God.
You're getting deep into politics.
Well,
so between the whole mayor situation.
What's the mayor situation?
Oh,
I heard he's
here
we go.
Janessa, get yourself ready. Well, okay. So, yes, I've been trying to make myself more informed because, yes,
please help us understand the situation and the signals that are being sent by this humming banana man because I can't read him.
Okay. One of the things that I'm known for as far as being a sheriff is concerned is being absolutely fair and balanced when it comes to passing out love advice.
Oh, I can't wait, because I need some.
She's
all right,
gonna
so
give
here
it
we
to
go.
You.
Oh, okay.
Mayor Manana, I would argue the most handsome banana here.
I'm not going to argue with you.
I feel like when you put that many kind of qualifiers on it, you were steering us to an answer that you had already determined.
That's true.
Yeah, well, he's the most handsome banana that's ever been mayor, I'd say. Would you agree?
Still a qualifier.
You don't need our approval.
I would like a nod or a yes that he is handsome and is a banana and is mayor.
I will nod to three of those things. How many did you say?
Three, I think.
Okay, yes, I agree.
And
I lost track. I wasn't listening.
I'm reluctant to nod because oatmeal and broken glass is being put on my face right now, so I don't want to move quickly.
Do you want me to take it off?
No. Okay. Do it harder.
That's why I liked it.
Mayor Manana, and I know I start to blush when I say his name. But
you're wearing an oatmeal mask.
Is that my blood?
Yeah. I won't rub it in so hard. People say I'm aggressive. I'll lay low. I'm just going.
Don't change. You're perfect. So
that's not true.
I've always been a fan of him and his politics. And then we were both walking home recently at night at the same time. And we were walking together, and then we danced in the middle of the street, and he hummed.
In the middle of the street?
In the middle of the street. We danced in the middle of the street. We didn't get run over by any carriages or anything, and then he kissed my little hand.
This sounds like a story I've heard before. Did any of you ever see that play in the round called The Journal?
Right, yeah. Oh, with the very handsome man.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm.
It's the story of a very handsome man.
Starring Brian Duckling.
Yes.
Yep.
And he goes, it's not over. It'll never be. It's not over. It's not over. It'll never be over. That line that I just nailed from it.
Yes. I'll be honest. I never saw it. I'm very familiar with it, but I've never seen it. I just know people die. And
if it happens in the round, you must go.
I know. I don't go see as much theater.
What was your favorite part?
The part where
of the journal.
Of the journal is a part early on at the start of the play when he is dangling himself and threatening to kill himself if a woman doesn't do what he wants and only what he wants.
Mm. So charming. So charming.
It's charming. Mm-hmm. It's not manipulative in the least. And I think it's a bold move that I think, you know, I commend.
Mm-hmm. I gotta say, I don't want to judge your relationship. I'm a judger right now. Is that I don't think I could be with someone that could only hum.
Right.
Does he say words or does he just make noise? Just hum.
He just makes noises.
Oh, I'm like that, but for whistling. If somebody could only whistle, I'm out. I can't.
Out. Hard pass.
Hard pass. Are you into it?
Yeah, I'm into it when he hums. Am I crazy? I'm being crazy.
Well, it's not that you're crazy. I mean, to each their own, I think. If that's your kink, then go for it. If you want to be with a banana mare who hums at you, then that's, you know what? That's what you should do. But the problem is, are you getting what you need out of it?
Yeah, I think what we're trying to get to the root of is less of what we think and more of opening up what does Momo want out of this.
Oh, my God.
For Momo.
I'm opening wine.
That's fine. I said I wasn't drinking. I lied. I've been drinking this whole time.
I don't know that I haven't stopped drinking in about, maybe I'm going to say a fortnight.
Yeah. Well, do you camelback it?
Yeah.
Me too. You ever camelback?
You put a little in it.
Yeah, you sip it off a camel's crack.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. When Momo was younger, I could get away with that. But now it's just the hangover is too much.
All right. Well, let's go ahead and crack open this baby and let's take a little break right now.
When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code AUDIO to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code AUDIO at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code AUDIO.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Okay, and we are back. That's what we do, right?
Mm-hmm.
That's how we do?
Yeah.
Hope this is good content. So, yeah, everybody got their wine. Everybody want anything else? I can remove your masks now because I feel like it's...
Yeah, I'm almost keep fainting. I keep coming in and out of consciousness.
And I'm scared because I think this has all started to clot, and I'm worried about what will happen when it's removed.
We'll just leave it on then.
Yeah, maybe
we just leave the masks on.
Okay.
Yeah.
This is just who we are now. That's fine.
Should we play a game?
Okay, yeah.
Okay, let's play Would You Rather.
Oh, boy.
Are you ready, Flower?
Born.
Are you ready?
Ready.
I'm ready.
Okay. Would you rather... let me think.
Usually got one cocked
and ready to go when we start this, not to judge.
No one's ever agreed to play a game with Momo, so I don't know what happens next.
Oh, Momo, I have one.
Okay.
Okay. Would you rather...
No.
Okay, that was mine.
Oh, wow.
I was already scared. I just got scared. I hate decisions.
Oh, Then this is, are we like holding you hostage with this?
No, just good. I love, you know, I'm not afraid to change, to learn more about myself. So sorry, I didn't want to cut you off.
Oh gosh, no. All right, well, I have one. Do you want one, or is this too much for you?
Yeah, no, I'm ready.
Okay. Would you rather be shot with 1,000 flaming arrows or dance in the street in the middle of the night with a banana mayor that hums at you?
1,000 fucking arrows. I'm sorry, Momo. That mayor situation is disgusting.
No, I mean, it actually makes me feel better because it means you're not a threat to me.
No, not in that way.
Flower, I got another one for you. Ready?
Okay, great. Yeah.
Would you
is this
rather
just me? Okay.
Spend a weekend with a bush or a weekend with some weeds?
Whoa.
This is hard.
This is hard.
I gotta say, this is hard for me personally because I'm a natural flower, so I got straight up all bush situation going on.
Yeah.
Second is always asking who's got weeds. These are two things that you know about me. Full bush, who's got weeds? Oh, this is Sophie's choice. Oh, boy. Janessa, do you know? Because I can't decide.
Man, I want to say weeds. Actually, I have some weeds. Does anybody?
Oh, my.
Are we going to do weeds?
Yes, of course we should do weeds. Also, you're still in touch with Sophie?
Yeah.
How's she doing?
She's good, you know. I called her and I was like, what is it like being such a squeaky giraffe? And she was like, you know, it's hard. People don't take me seriously because I'm such a squeaky fucking giraffe. Yeah. But
she's everywhere.
She's everywhere.
Can I ask one question?
At this point, absolutely.
Okay. So earlier, just a moment ago, Momo said that you're not a threat to me. And your reply was not in that way.
Yeah.
I would love a list of ways that you are an actual threat to Momo.
On the dance floor. In a rap battle, mm-hmm. drinking contest,
sure.
A grocery store sweep.
Wow.
That's most of them.
Okay.
It's been 20 years since I've heard about grocery stores.
We haven't done weeds yet.
Oh, right.
First we do weeds and then we go in a grocery store sweep.
Right?
Yeah. That's it.
Okay,
I'm very upfront about that stuff. I'm just not trying to tone myself down. I'm trying to apologize less and I'm trying not to tone myself down anymore.
You have to be you.
Yep, I'ma do me.
Which is, I think, the best way to live.
Yeah.
And can I say, for a dirt pile.
Thank you.
You have made, I don't have to continue because you complimented me. You took the compliment, but you have made this the coziest, homiest dirt pile.
Yeah, you know, once you kind of settle into a place, you're kind of like, all right, this is it. You know, and I've transitioned a lot. I've been all over the place.
Yeah.
I was at the bottom of a cliff for a while.
Yeah.
I pulled myself back up.
I bet.
Found this dirt pile and I was like, yeah, this will do.
Wow.
And then I got a Vitamix.
Wow. You pulled yourself up by your own roots?
Yeah, I learned to walk for a brief period of time, but I forgot because I haven't done it in a while.
Yeah.
Wow.
You know, when you forget something, it's like a language.
Mm-hmm.
You don't practice it and then you're like, oh, fuck, I used to be able to walk.
Yes.
Not anymore.
I got a question for you. God, would you rather? Are you ready?
For me.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
All right. Would you rather do all of the things a sheriff does, but you can't call yourself the sheriff?
Mm.
Or be able to call yourself the sheriff, but you don't get to do the job?
I'd rather do the things and not, to me, it's not about a title. You know, I'm not a sheriff for a title. I'm a sheriff to uphold the law and to do my part. And if, I don't think, first of all, call it whatever you want. But in my position, I'm practically the sheriff anyway. I'm cleaning up Chunt's messes left and right.
Is he making literal messes?
Sometimes, which is a violation in and of itself.
Momo thinks it's really beautiful that you Momo's going to cry just thinking about how that's really noble and it's really beautiful. Maybe it's the wine or the blood on my face.
But that's probably,
I just can't handle what's happening right now. As while you guys were talking, I did all the weeds.
Uh-oh.
No.
All of the weeds?
You owe me money. So that was I brought that.
I'm so sorry, but I'm not
this
sorry.
This is not the first time that this has happened, Flower.
I know, I'm not sorry at all.
You should be. I had to barter for that. I don't have any income.
Can I make you a smoothie?
Yeah, make me a weed smoothie. Find some more weeds.
I'll pull off some of my petals.
Oh, don't.
No,
don't,
it's
please
okay.
Don't do that.
No, it's okay. I pluck every now and then.
All right.
Flower's going to start freaking out in like 1 minute. I've seen Flower take some weeds, and it got nuts.
Yeah, that's when I got in a real bad fight one time, but I didn't remember it. It was like blind rage.
You stabbed someone?
Oh. Yeah, I stabbed. You know who I stabbed? Mayor Manana.
Oh, my God. Is that what that is?
Maybe.
Oh, God.
Well, does anybody else have anything they want to share before we got to... This thing's running out of batteries, and I don't have an outlet out here because it's a dirt pile.
You should have an outlet.
Vitamix is solar powered.
You should always have an outlet. Maybe some poetry, or if you could get a journal yourself.
And can you guys be my outlet? Do you want to like make this a thing on the reg?
Okay.
Of course.
We have to take you to see the journal because I think you'd hate it.
I think I would fucking
hate it. Yeah. And it would be so funny to see.
Yeah.
All right, I'll go. This has been Hello from a Dirt Pile. This is Flower.
This is Momo.
And Gianessa.
And you know what? Just thanks for coming and sharing this experience with us, motherfuckers!
Oh man, what I wouldn't give to pull up a patch of dirt and slap some shredded glass on my face and dish with those badasses on the regular. What a GD delight! Especially when Flower was like, I'm gonna do me. I've already started stitching a throw pillow with that phrase on it. If only I had a couch or a chair to throw it on. Flower the Talking Flower was played by Brooke Bright, who doesn't want to plug anything and just wanted to say she's living her best life. Man, I can really tell. Momo the Mouse with Human Strength was played by Aaron Keefe. And Momo, if you can hear this, my two cents is that you should enjoy that banana slow dance for all it's worth. Just live it. As a woman trapped on a space bunker with less than a few viable romantic prospects, I was loving that appealing, get it, and unlikely love story. It's just wonderful. Gianessa the Sheriff, who will always be the sheriff in both title and action, was played by the excellent Dana Curcioli. You can see Dana perform with Virgin Daiquiri every Wednesday night at IO Chicago and with Glass Basement at IO on Thursdays. Hello from the Magic Tavern is produced by Arnie Niekamp, Ryan DeGiorgi, and Evan Jacover. This episode was edited by Tim Joyce. You nailed it, Trisha. You fucking nailed it.
This episode is brought to you by the effortlessly scrumptious bite of Skinny Pop Popcorn. Imagine this, perfectly popped, endlessly delicious kernels, a symphony of just three simple ingredients, popcorn, sunflower oil, and a sprinkle of salt. No compromise, just pure snacking freedom. And hey, if you're up for a twist, dive into flavors like zesty white cheddar to sweet and salty kettle. Every bite's a delight, light and oh so tasty. Shop Skinny Pop now.